United States. The Infrastructure Bill. It's a deal. Joe Biden's bipartisan dream stays alive, for now.
Even before the Senate voted overwhelmingly to advance a bipartisan $1.2 trillion infrastructure agreement, President Joe Biden held it as proof that our democracy can function, deliver, and do big things. In fact, given the legislative hurdles ahead, the deal supplied evidence, tentative at that, for just the first claim. Yet, for a country aghast at its own toxic partisanship, that is significant progress. In a procedural step required to prevent a filibuster, all 50 Senate Democrats were joined by 17 Republicans, including their leader, Mitch McConnell, who has called himself the Grim Reaper for his opposition to Democratic policymaking. During the presidency of Donald Trump, Mr. McConnell resisted Mr. Trump's own hopes of investing in infrastructure. But Mr. Trump's infrastructure initiative was so inchoate, it became a national punchline. This time, months of painstaking negotiation among a small group of Democrats and Republicans, coaxed with compromises from Mr. Biden, resulted in a package likely to be broadly popular with the public, if not with activists of either party. In contrast to the dysfunctional policymaking under Mr. Trump, in this case you had the Biden White House, the Senate Republicans, and the Senate Democrats, says Scott Jennings, a Republican consultant and longtime advisor to Mr. McConnell. They all had the appetite and the attention span to work things out. This is, he adds, how the Senate is meant to work, patiently shaping consensus. In all, the bill would add some $550 billion in spending across 8 years on top of other projected infrastructure investments. There would be $110 billion for roads, bridges and other such projects, $73 billion for the electric grid, $65 billion for universal broadband access, $55 billion for clean drinking water, $42 billion for ports and airports, and $7.5 billion for a national network of charging stations for electric vehicles. The deal also includes $39 billion for public transit. Democrats and Republicans say the spending would be paid for with a mix of sources, including unused pandemic relief money, unspent unemployment benefits, and changes to prescription drug rules.